Buckthorn, garlic mustard, purple loosestrife, and zebra mussels are just some of the non-native species that have taken over sizable chunks of the state. While efforts continue to get rid of those invaders, botanists and other scientists say more invasive species are just starting to show up here. For example, Mark Wetter of the Wisconsin State Herbarium says the giant hogweed is beginning to creep into northern Wisconsin.
It's about 8 or 9 feet tall, and it also contains a poisonous sap. If you're exposed to it and you're in the sun, you get a rash, and it's very invasive. It just takes over all kinds of areas, and it shades out all the native vegetation.
The State Herbarium, which is linked to the UW-Madison Botany Department, has joined with the DNR to create a weed watcher program. The two agencies hope people will volunteer to keep an eye out for more than 20 invasive species thought to be on Wisconsin's doorstep. Susan Johansson of the Havenwood State Forest in Milwaukee says if you're not sure about a particular plant, you can learn how to make a plant press.
You press it, dry the plant out, and send it into the herbarium where it can be positively identified, and then they'll let you know, yeah, you're right, this is one of these new upcomers, and you know, we can either bring somebody in or teach you how to remove it.
The state hopes people will want to volunteer to preserve natural beauty or to head off invasive species that might harm the local economy. The DNR says dozens of would-be weed watchers have already attended training workshops. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.